Turn with me to the book of Colossians. We're not done with talking about faith. First chapter, Colossians 1. Now this, partners, this is a scripture that you are prayed every day by our staff, and this is one of them. And you'll see it on the bottom of the letter there, Colossians 1, 9, 10, 11. For this cause, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you, to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all dunamis according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Look it up. Into the kingdom of his agape Son, the Son of his love. It is his kingdom. This is the kingdom of love.
Amen.
Amen. And love never fails. So, here we are now. The kingdom of love. There's an old story about Livingstone's love for the African people. He'd had a difficult time even getting into the interior. And they just wouldn't let him in there. They didn't trust him. He's white. They didn't trust him. Make it worse, he's from England, and they had colonies and all that. But they just weren't going to let him in there. But he kept praying, and someone said, "You're going to have to cut a blood covenant with a king, or you're not going to get in there." He said, "Well, what is that?" And he explained all that was. He's tribal, and if you're a blood brother, then so. A king. And they actually mixed blood of each one into a cup and drank it. He had a little lamb because he drank goat's milk all the time. The king wanted that lamb. And he gave him his staff. He said, "This is not a good trade." He said, "Yes, it is. Do you want in there or not?" Okay. So he started carrying this staff that had copper wiring come up. And every time he would walk someplace, they'd bow down to him. He was in covenant with a king. He went into the interior and he began to preach and teach the love of God. They fell in love with him. He lost his health there, lived out his life there. And when they came from England, and Stanley finally found him, but then he died there. And they said, "Please, you can take his body, leave us his heart." And they buried his heart and erected a monument to him. Wow. Because he loved them beyond his own life with the love of God. He opened the continent of Africa for the gospel of Jesus Christ with that stick. A covenant brother to a king. we are in covenant with a covenant brother who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Dear God. Someone handed me the little book by E.W. Kenyon on the blood covenant, little red book. I just stuck it in my pocket. And I went to Houston. Our airplane was in the shop, so I went on the... You know, back in the day, you just show up over there at Love Field and buy a shuttle ticket to Houston. So I did that, went down there. Well, I actually went down to see Hilton Sutton. And then I got back on the airplane headed back. So I thought I'd just read this. I got all the way up to the front and get everybody behind me. They carpeted those bulkheads back in those days. And so I just sat back there and put my feet up on that bulkhead. And I thought I'd read this. What? And reading that little book, I found out I was a blood brother to Jesus Christ. I tell you, I got so excited. And here came the woman with the booze cart. She came up there. She said, "Oh, no, you've had too much already." I guess my eyes were glazed over. Yeah, I'd had too much to drink. I was drunk in the Spirit. I found out that day that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is my blood brother. And being part Cherokee Indian, that meant a whole lot to me. Hallelujah. You getting anything out of this? Well, so there it is. Who have delivered us from the authority of darkness and translated us, took us out of one kingdom and put us in another, to the kingdom of the agape kingdom, the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Oh, you want to get excited? Read these things sometime. The firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things. By Him all things consist. He is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through His blood, through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. By Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unprovable in His sight. Oh. If you continue in the faith. Amen. So what is faith? Well, you know where I'm going to this. Hebrews 11:1. The book of Hebrews. I was doing television one day with David Barton. And I had my Bible open there to the book of Hebrews. And it was just laying there. Well, you can see it. And he said, you know, David is real dry. He can look right at you and not smile. Where do you get a white highlighter? What? Where do you get a white? And then I realized what he's saying. And I said, I only highlight the good part. But this is just a marvelous book. Here in the 10th chapter, 38th verse. Now the just shall live by faith. If any man draw back, my soul hath no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, out of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now faith is. Well, you can stop right there and preach on it. Now is. Faith is. Hope is future. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. It was not made out of nothing. It was made out of something you can't see, which was faith. Now let's get the classic Amplified on faith when it says, now faith. Now look at this. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Now that's what, it is an invisible force.
Yes, it is.
But it is the creative force.
Yes.
God said. Now we were having a meeting and we didn't have any place to have the morning service. So the person who was setting up for it talked to the local rabbi and he said, absolutely, you can have the morning service in the synagogue. So I went over there and was introduced to him and he shook my hand and he said, now, Brother Copeland, you just come right in here in my study. And he said, here it is, whatever you want. And I found in his study this translation. God said, light be, light was. Light energy. Sunshine didn't come till 4 days later. But in the beginning, God. Now that's a statement right there. In the beginning, God. And he's my father. By faith, he said it, and it was good. So it is the confirmation. It is the title deed. You own it. If you stay in the word, whatever it is, if it's healing, you stay there and you stay there and you stay there. The way Oral Roberts put it, he said, now, Kenneth, you stay there. You just stay with faith and you stay in the world of the word. He said, faith, there comes a place where faith climaxes. He said, it has to come there. It has to come to that place for it to produce. Gloria said it like this. It has to boil over.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. That force comes boiling up out of there. And she and I have seen it so many times in our own life. We just lived this way for so many years. So, but the key to it is to stay there all the time.
Yeah.
Stay in the Word. Stay there. Stay in that book. Look at it, read it, study it. And I think I told you this while I'm here. I'm going back through the book of Revelation again. Oh, it's exciting. And I'm going through it this time in the New King James. And just, you know, just smooth out some of the wrinkles. And I underline stuff, you know. I go back and I double underline things and I go down and then go back and then highlight them with that, you know, that yellow highlighter, and when I go back the second time, I read it again in the highlight, and then go back then and go back over it two or three times in the study of it. Then there's time, which is hard for me to do, but there's time you just go there and just read. That, I have to admit, that's hard for me to do. And I had the Lord get after me one time. When that disc ruptured in my back in 2004. And he said, you don't read the word for yourself. You just read the word to get things to preach. He said, you don't read the word for your own healing. So, and I went back to studying, you know, and I was just going away. I was just studying, marking stuff up. And the Lord came up on the inside of me. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm studying the Word. He said, what for? And I said, well, I want to pray. Oh. He said, read it for your own healing for a change. That was difficult because I love it so much. Well, anyway, I've spent enough of your time tonight. But when you come to this place, through faith, we understand by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Come on down. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is a rewarder. He is a rewarder. It's impossible to please him without faith because he can't get your attention. You're not connected to him.
That's right.
That's the reason Jesus said what he did. Have faith in God. Have the faith of God. Have the God kind of faith, for whosoever shall say.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Then go back through the Bible and watch it work. Did it work with David? Oh, yeah. He spoke and said, I come at you in the name of the Lord of hosts. He said it. And just go see how many times he said it. And every time, it's there. If it isn't there, it isn't faith. But it's there. Look at the life of Jesus. Jairus just fell at his feet. He was a leader of the synagogue. He said, I beseech you, come lay your hands on her and she will live. She will live. He never said another word. Now the woman with the issue of blood stopped him. Now the reason we know it was 12 years, the reason we know it was many physicians, because she said so. And he pretty well had to know her because that'd been 12 years. And he's just standing there. He stood there until the death messenger came and said, your daughter's dead. Don't trouble the master anymore. But Jesus answered. Jairus still didn't say anything. He said, fear not, only believe. Fear not, only believe. She'll live. He said it. Then he got there. He took her by the hand, and which that's the only thing Jairus asked him to do. He took her by the hand and said, daughter, I say unto you, arise. And she did. He said, feed her. She's hungry. Just go check it through then, see how many times he did it. He used his words. He used his words. He spoke. He spoke to the wind. He spoke to the waves. Using his faith. He spoke with faith. How do we know that? How can we scripturally prove that? This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. It's impossible to please him without faith. Amen.
Over the last 3 years, it's been a significant change for the office staff in Europe. We have a UK-based staff, and we have a small staff based in Germany. We were all affected by the pandemic. Our ways of working were changed very suddenly when we weren't able to come to our office as we normally do. And actually, the ministry didn't miss a beat, which is amazing. I give full credit to the Lord for that, that we continue to be able to minister to our partners at home in the same way as if we were working together in the office. But we had to think very seriously about some of the ways that we did things. And one of the first things we did was to offer our partners KCM's products in a digital format, because our postal services weren't working in the normal way. So we wanted to be able to send people things digitally. And so there were a number of books and other products that we made into digital form. If we were able to send people faith messages to build them up and encourage them during a time of great change and great uncertainty for people. Excitingly, other opportunities emerged for us as well, using video communication technology. And we realized that we could actually make teaching sessions available to our partners in a digital meeting. And we quickly got onto that and found it was really popular with our partners. They'd speak for about an hour and bring a wonderful faith-building message. We'd take up an offering at the end, as we'd always do in a normal meeting, and then we'd sow our seed to the guest speakers. So that's one thing we've done using that video technology. But we've also gone on from that, and we have weekly partner meetings. We have one afternoon a week, and people join us, and one of the staff does some teaching, and then we have an opportunity to pray afterwards. And then in 2022, we introduced a once a month communion service. The staff lead that, and it's been really, really popular. More and more people are watching us, and it's just great to be able to study what the Word says about communion, the communion meal, and then we take the communion meal together. And it's absolutely lovely to watch our screens and see all our partners on there sharing in the communion meal together. So actually, we've learned to do ministry in some new ways to supplement what we've been doing for many, many years. And we're really blessed as an office that we're reaching more of our partners on a more regular basis. We've enriched the relationship that we have with the partners and they have with us.
There is no fear in love, but full-grown love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. God created you to continually live in His love and receive all the benefits that come with it. Learn to live by love with the Power of Love package. You'll get the Power of Love CD and Love Confession CD and booklet by Kenneth Copeland, along with Love, the Secret to Your Success, a mini book by Gloria Copeland. With love, you cannot fail. It expels sickness, lack, and anything else that's a part of the curse. All other spiritual forces derive their actions from love. Faith, forgiveness, the gifts of the Spirit all begin with love. Activate its power as you plant God's word in your heart and speak it out by faith. You'll begin to see God control your circumstances through you instead of your circumstances controlling you. Answer every doubt, symptom, and situation with God's word. Enter into the peace and victory His love provides. Request the Power of Love package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Discover how to overcome any obstacle in your life through the power of love. Plant God's words of love deep in your heart. Speak words of love with your mouth and see miracles show up in your life. Order online at kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. If you are outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God is a good God. His desire for you is to have the blessing of the Lord operated in every area of your life. Love is the key that opens the door to that life, and God is love. If you've never received Jesus into your heart and made Him the Lord and Savior of your life, you can make that very important decision today. Pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. Thank you that I'm born again. I am filled with new life. Amen. Praise God. The love of God has been born within you, and your spirit has been recreated by God in the image of his love, and you're now part of his family. As his born again child, you have access to all he has promised. And to help you begin walking in God's plan for your life, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has some free resources to give you called the Salvation Package. It includes a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. Now, as you read and hear God's word, begin to apply it into your life. And as you release his love in you and through you, things will begin to change and line up with his promises. Request your salvation package today free on KCM.org. Now, Brother Copeland will be in Branson, Missouri for the 2025 Branson Victory Campaign. I want to invite you to be there and join him on April 3rd through the 5th at Faith Life Church. Spend these three power-packed days in his word and in his presence. Let this be a time of refreshing for you and your family, and build your faith and receive wisdom and revelation from God. Come expecting to receive by faith to live in victory. The Branson Victory Campaign is a free event to attend, so register today at KCM.org. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.